We now have four stories about remarkable Norwich residents. The first is Margaret Stewart, who recently died at the age of 94. Mrs. Stewart helped found the Priscilla Bacon Lodge on Unthank Road and helped many other good causes in Norwich. She moved into Thomas Tavill House, managed by Vision Norfolk in 2019, and was a Chatterbox listener. David Dane, an artist whose pictures sell around the world, has been forced to give up painting because of his failing eyesight. Tributes have been paid after the death of Gordon Bennett, who was known as the man who saved Norwich City. Steve Battle, who has worked in and managed a music shop in Norwich for 50 years, is retiring, and the music firm is giving away 5 pianos to mark the occasion. Here is Nikki to tell us about Margaret Stewart.
A former teacher who devoted her life to a wide range of good causes across the county has died at the age of 94. Known by many close to her as Rusty due to her red hair and maiden name of Rust, Margaret Stewart was so ingrained in all things Norfolk that she was awarded a British Empire Medal for her dedication and community spirit. The youngest of three children, Mrs. Stewart, was born at home in the Mill House in Aylsham on July the 12th, 1926, to Ethne and Robert Rust, a miller. She attended Norwich High School and went on to become a teacher, including a year working in what is now Zimbabwe within her career. She married Alan Stewart, an Irishman known as Mr. Mustard, on account of his work as a seed buyer at Coleman's in the 1950s, and the pair went on to have two sons together, Robert, born in 1958, and James, who followed the following year. In 1976, 6 years after surviving a mastectomy, she moved into the heart of the very community she'd served for decades to come, the Close in Norwich, directly next to Norwich Cathedral, where she remained for 43 years. She became an active and passionate member of the Women's Institute, serving as deputy chairman of the Norfolk branch, and living so close to the cathedral, also became a devoted member of the Friends of Norwich Cathedral. Mrs. Stewart was a relentless fundraiser, helping as many good causes as she could, including the Children's Society, alongside the cathedral itself. She was also involved in the founding of the Priscilla Bacon Lodge on Unthank Road in Norwich and stayed actively involved in it for 30 years, serving as chairman of the PBL support group for a spell. She was awarded a 30-year service award from Norfolk Community Health and Care for her work at the lodge, and in 2013, her services to it saw her awarded the British Empire Medal. In 2010, she also received a Civic Award for voluntary service in Norwich. Her youngest son, James Stewart, said probably her number one pastime love was sailing. She owned a small Heron sailing dinghy, which she used to sail daily in the summer months while living at a holiday home in Mawston. Most of all, she just loved people, old or young, from wherever. She adored being amidst others. She was very sporty and loved both tennis and horse riding, and like many Norfolk women of her generation, she was a supremely talented cook. She could also often be found at Carra Road cheering on Norwich City alongside her two sons. In March 2019, she suffered a fall which resulted in her eyesight deteriorating, leading to her moving into Thomas Tavill House, an assisted living development on Magpie Road in Norwich, run by the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind. It was there she died peacefully on Wednesday, September the 2nd.
An artist whose pictures of the Norfolk Broads sell around the world has been forced to give up painting due to failing eyesight. David Dane, 77, who has become renowned for evocative paintings of broadland scenes, is hanging up his easel and paintbrushes after 40 years. From a winter afternoon at Hickling to wildlife at dawn on Ranworth Broad, his oil paintings have explored countless scenes documenting the Broads throughout the seasons. But the artist, who lives on the edge of Sutton Fen with his wife Julia and daughter Miranda, feels his poor eyesight means it is the right time to stop. He said, "I never had particularly good eyesight, but it has now deteriorated to a point where I find it virtually impossible to do the quality of work I'm used to. I'm not prepared to show paintings that are inferior." Mr. Dane moved from Kent to Norfolk as a child in 1949 and immediately fell in love with the Broads. Leaving school at 15, he first worked at a furniture shop in Great Yarmouth before being able to combine his painting of the Broads with working at Hunter's Boatyard at Ludham and later as a skipper at Broads Tours in Wroxham. He said, "I was doing it on a part-time basis for many years, and I must admit, looking back, some of my early works were pretty dire. But people started helping me and advising me. Eventually, I plucked up enough courage to start holding exhibitions. Exhibitions at the Assembly House, Norwich Theatre Royal and Mansell's Gallery on Elm Hill were followed by a huge show as part of the Broads 2000 at Ranworth. Many of his artworks were created at the heart of the Broads in a studio in an old converted lifeboat on a Barton Broad. But from his isolated spot, prints of his work have sold around the world, and his originals have fetched between around £2,000 to £7,000. Much to my astonishment, my pictures began selling in Canada, China, America, Australia, all over the world, he said. One of my prints, called The Romantic Mill, which features three hunter yachts and a sun coming up behind a mill, has sold in its tens of thousands all over the world.
Tributes have been paid to a former Norwich City chief executive who's widely credited for saving the club from financial turmoil in the 1990s. Gordon Bennett spent 11 years at Carrow Road between 1988 and 1999, over which period he played a pivotal role in steering the Canaries clear of dire financial straits. Joining the staff as youth director in 1988, Mr. Bennett oversaw some of the city's most productive times in developing academy players and is credited with bringing several of the club's most decorated young talents to Norfolk. And in 1996, he took on the role of chief executive during some of the most financially challenging times in the club's history. During his tenure, he spearheaded a number of initiatives geared at easing the monetary pressure on the club, drawing on his accountancy qualification to turn around its fortunes. Among those schemes was the Friends of Norwich City Youth, a supporters group which raised more than £350,000 for the City Academy in its 16-year lifespan.
A music shop in Norwich, which is one of the oldest in the UK, is marking the retirement of its piano man in a special way. Cook's, which was founded in 1887, is commemorating five decades of dedicated service from manager Steve Battle by putting five pianos up for grabs. Mr. Battle went from being a teenage shop assistant, joining the business at age 17, to work his way up to being a company director and buying the firm with his late business partner in 1989 from a descendant of the founder. He ran it for 27 years with wife Jo before eventually selling it in 2016 to Miller's Music of Cambridge, but continuing as manager. This month marks 50 years of the music store and a new chapter as he steps down into a consultative role. An accomplished musician himself, specialising in playing the classical organ and piano, Mr. Battle is renowned at Cook's for his vast knowledge of products and his relationship with customers. Current owner, Simon Pollard, said, "We're so proud to have Cook's pianos as part of our group at Miller's, and to be able to celebrate this milestone with Steve and his family. There are very few people who will achieve this in their careers, and I'm so pleased that we are recognising Steve's achievement, but also supporting music across Norfolk." To celebrate the milestone, Cook's is giving away five £1,000 pianos for every decade Mr. Battle has worked in the business, which will be donated to local organisations or individuals, many hard hit by COVID-19. Mr. Battle said, "I can't quite believe it was 50 years ago when I stepped through the door at Cook's. I've had some amazing times, made great friends, and I travelled the world, even visiting my son in Japan in 2017, who now works for Kauai Pianos. When Bill, my former business partner, and I brought the business, we always thought of ourselves as caretakers. Our job was to look after it and hand it to the next generation. With the team at Miller's, I'm confident we've successfully done so, and the business is in safe hands."